Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 21st day of May, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today and a low of 44. So pretty much the same weather, a little cloudy. I mean, it's not going one way or the other fast, but when it does, it's going to get hotter than hell. I know it is. And the grass will get high as my head, and then the fires will start, and I can suck on smoke until I die. That being said, we're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to, well, I might as well, I forgot to get over there on that, so we got to have that ready. Can't do it without it ready. Might not even let us, you never know. Yes, it will. All righty. Like I said, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll go over to the mainstream alternate controlled propaganda that's taken over the internet for the mainstream Ministry of Lies. That should do it. We'll be right back.
Take your brain. Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. What does Bulba say? We're going over to the bullshit. Amazing determination from a Jordanian truck driver attempting to deliver aid to Gaza. Look at the extent an Israeli will go to in order to stop food from being delivered to starving children. Zionism is worse than Nazism, and it sure as hell, one and the same, actually. Same people created it, but that's good. It's a video, but the guy, he didn't stop. He got through for a ways, I guess, unless they stopped him on down the fucking road. GOP bill seeks to extend U.S. government service members' benefits to U.S. citizen service serving in the IDF. So, citizens going over there and serving for the Jews going over there. We're going to bankroll it, man. We're going to bankroll you just like you were fucking all them. They might as well call them. I mean, isn't that our boots on the fucking ground? You're going to go over there and kill you some little children, hack their arms up, blow them up. Boy, that sounds like lots of fucking fun, don't it? Maybe old fucking Richie Rich can go with you. Some of the rest of these sadistic, dead-headed fucking goddamn maniacs out of hell. This is Chris Meanahan, Information Liberation. The two GOP reps have introduced a bill to extend benefits reserved for U.S. government service members. First place, they're not U.S. government service members. They're U.N. fucking service members paid for by the fucking taxpayers. There are people who are stupid enough to pay taxes in the United States to U.S. citizens serving in the Israeli Defense Forces. Well, why wouldn't it? Well, if they did pay with them, it'd be our fucking money too, wouldn't it? That's the whole fucking ironic part of it, I suppose. Washington, D.C., Chief Deputy Whip Guy Riefenstahl, Republican, Pennsylvania, and U.S. Representative Max Miller, Republican, Ohio, introduced H.R. 8485, which 8445, which would extend the benefits of the Service Members Civil Relief Act, SCRA, and Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights at USERRA to American citizens serving in the Israeli Defense Forces. Why, you can go down on the streets and see the fucking veterans, you know, sleeping under fucking newspapers while the goddamn invaders are taking over whole fucking buildings and telling you can't come into the buildings you fucking pay for. When are you going to grow some? Over 20,000 American citizens are currently defending Israel from Hamas. 20,000? Really? American citizens are currently defending Israel from Hamas. No, they're committing fucking genocide. God damn it. We get the footage in here every fucking day. We got the one with the fucking cats eating the fucking dead bodies on the goddamn streets. We're supposed to look with our fucking eyes and say, no, the Jews said it's not genocide, that this is war. So, you know, fucking, I can't believe my own eyes, I suppose. Or if I do, I could get in big fucking trouble. They'd like that, wouldn't they? Why don't you give me some big fucking trouble? Israel from Hamas terrorists risking their lies for the betterment of our ally, said Reich. I think it's Riefenstahl. I don't know a fucking Jew name. The legislation will ensure we do everything possible to support these heroes who are standing with Israel, not fighting for freedom. What are they guys doing, guys? Come on, everybody at once. Jenna fucking side. It can't be called anything else. Barbaric fucking genocide. Because there's genocide going on all over the world, and we can't forget that. There's genocide. Our people have been genocided. My wife was genocided. My brother was genocided. My nephew was genocided. There's probably about a billion people across the planet that have been genocided. And we ain't even talking about the son of a bitches that did that, but this is just barbaric. I mean, when you fucking blow up little kids and they have to have their limbs amputated with no fucking anesthesia, no fucking pain medication. And don't, hey, man, stop that food from going to starve them bastards to death. That's what this is all fucking about, ain't it? The fucking extinction of a people and combating terrorism in the Middle East. Fuck you. You are the terrorists in the Middle East. And Hamas is just something you created. And don't fucking, nobody forget that. You don't think it is? There's goddamn articles on this site that will show it. Abso-fucking-lutely. As our closest ally, your closest ally, you fucking corporate motherfucking international corporate mafia pieces of shit, not mine, in the Middle East continues to defend itself, fucking commits, continues. This is not the right issue. Who the fuck's doing this report? Miller introduced legislation support. Citizens fighting in Israel. Where in the hell, who did it? Who put this up? Information liberation, huh? Well, you're liberating some fucking lies here, aren't you? Terrorism in the Middle East, I think it's called genocide. From what I see with my own fucking two eyes, I think it's genocide. I'm going with genocide. As our closest ally in the Middle East fucking continues to defend itself, not defend itself, commit genocide and terror, many brave Americans, many fucking goddamn sadistic, sick-in-the-head Americans have decided to lend a hand and kill them a few fucking Palestinians, said Miller. I'm proud that this legislation extends important protections to those Americans who choose to risk their lives in the fight against terror. No, they're not risking their lives. They're over there fucking They're on a fucking hunt, like some rich fucking people on safari, and they're killing human beings. That's what they're fucking doing. And oh yes, we should fucking support them, just because this is the United States of fucking Israel, ain't it? Everybody acts like fucking Israel's our tool. That is so fucking ridiculous. It doesn't stand to scrutiny. We know it. The SCRA provides members on active duty status with financial management. Don't forget, as the people who think they fought for this country or fighting for the United Nations, sleep on the sidewalks and no fucking home. Fucking, this is what you do with the goddamn money that was meant. Well, look, they've done it. They fucked us all. Management safeguards such as rental agreements, security deposits, evictions, installments, contracts, credit and interest rates, mortgages, civil judicial proceedings, and income tax payments, among others. The USERRA prohibits employment discrimination based on an individual's prior service in uniformed service. That can include genocide. They're over there killing babies. Does that include that? You're going to protect them from that, you motherfuckers? Service, current service in the uniformed service is not our fucking service, not our army, not our country. We American nationals, individual free sovereign nationals, reject it. We say no. We've told you fuckers no. And you will face our fucking justice from our fucking law. The Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. You will face justice before this is over with, you fucking murdering pieces of shit. Or intend to join the uniformed services. Miller made headlines last year demanding a Christian woman delete a bigoted tweet stating that salvation can only come through having faith in Jesus Christ alone. Well, goddamn, they should have shot her. It's because we allow this shit. That's all. God says that Jewish people are the chosen ones. Yeah. And you know who wrote that down in a book? A fucking Jew did. Why they were fucking exiled in fucking Babylon. Miller, a self-described proud Jew, insisted. Well, I bet you do, you son of a bitch. The woman was fired from her job at Ohio Right to Life. See, this is how they're talking. This is how a Jew fights you. This is how a Jew fights you. Not man to man, not gun to gun. These motherfucking, they can't shoot fucking somebody with a rifle, with a tank, or drop a fucking 2,000-pound bomb on them. They won't get close to them because they're fucking cowards. Right to Life, where Miller's wife, Elizabeth Marbach, works as communications director just days later. Tons of our own service members are struggling, but the GOP wants to give their benefits away to troops serving in a foreign army. Well, you people, you troops that have served the United Nations Army and the name of the United States Corporation. Well, yeah, I take a good long look at it. It's like the guys in Vietnam, you know, that were fighting to keep from keep the spread of international communism from coming to our shores, so we wouldn't have to fight it here. At the same time that this was happening, the fucking communists were holding their fucking conventions in fucking Chicago. I mean, Jesus Christ, we've not been duped. It's just been, God, insanity. We were just taught from the time we were little kids. We were dumbed fucking down. When the information you're taking in is fucking incorrect, but sooner or later, when, you know, you see, a jurisdiction and authority come up that just doesn't jive. And when you ask the question and instead of answering the question and showing you the jurisdiction, they beat you down. Then you start realizing, hey man, this is bullshit. One thought on GOP bill seeks to extend U.S. government service members benefits to U.S. serving in IDF. And that was by Galen. And they could say everything is being stolen from American nationals to fund genocide and other atrocities. They sure could. Oh, I'm going into the damn comments, I think. Yeah. We'll jump back over here. Look at this piece of shit. You fucking scumbag. You Jew. Look at that fucker and tell it. Yeah, we should pay for it. We should pay for it all. Breaking. The Biden administration is set to allow Jewish billionaire Dan Gertler to cash out his mining position in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has enraged human rights activists. Gertler is responsible for thousands of child slave deaths in his illegal cobalt and diamond mines in the DRC. And there's nothing surprising about this. We knew about this, the cobalt mines and the fucking slavery and the whole fucking nine yards. There's a video that goes along with this. But of course, he's one of the fucking boys. He's part of the international corporate mafia. He's a made motherfucker, man. That's, and none of this stops people until we stop it. We have the lawful right to stop it. We have the duty to stop it. We have the duty to our children, our grandchildren, our prodigy. And we just sit here. I don't get it. UN claims Bill Gates' global ID necessary to fight climate change. Oh, mercy. Yeah, you got to know where I am all the time, because you know why they want to know where you're at all the time? Because they're fucking scared. If they can't see one of you coming, getting close to them, that pie in the face like old fucking Bill Gates got could be something worse. God damn, I always think of that person. God, if you'd had a little more moxie, bud. UN claims Bill Gates global digital. Okay. The United Nations has renewed its push to force Bill Gates' digital ID on the world, claiming that digitized identity is crucial in the fight against climate change. That is so... It might be crucial in trying to fucking collect money for your bullshit adventures. You going to let me see the rest of it? No? Come on. Why is every measure to fight climate change always about giving the global elite and their governments more control? Must be coincidence. Of course it's coincidence. They don't want to control nobody's lives. No, they want to fucking watch us. I mean, you're talking about fucking, even if they've killed us down to 6 billion, 6 billion fucking people wanting to, we could stone them to death. No doubt a fucking about it. Gates is demanding world governments follow the lead of European Union and India and approve his global ID system, which has inbuilt features designed to exclude people from participating in society if they do not comply with the globalist agenda. Well, we can't participate in society. I bet you we can find something else to do, you fucking motherfucker. What do you think, Billy? You fucking scumbag. See, this son of a bitch is nobody. He's just another feller like you and me. CIA fucking backed. I guarantee he's been, was on the CIA payroll from the beginning. Probably stole most of the shit he used to build fucking Google. And, yeah, you betcha. According to the bill, UN Bill Gates, a digital ID will provide numerous benefits for the hundreds of millions of people worldwide who lack the means to establish their identity. You mean all the invaders? All the fucking invaders? I don't know nobody who can't establish their ID. And not to mention, fucking, when you go to put that ID, what are you going to go off of? Huh? Well, I'm Carlos Carrera. Oh, okay. Fuck. Embracing digitalization offers a pathway to bridging the global identity gap, with a digital legal identity serving as a cornerstone of digital public infrastructure, fostering interoperability among diverse systems. I see why legal identity is crucial to tackling the climate change. Yeah, you fucker, because part of the climate change is going to be you're not going to be breathing in it anymore. The UN claims that digital identity allows displaced people to be easily identified and can play a role and disaster preparedness. You know, fuck you. Come and do it. Just quit fucking talking about it, Billy Gates. You guys come and do some of this shit. And it shows this motherfucker. I hate to see his fucking face. He's a fucking, what a punk bitch, punk motherfucking shit-eating bastard. Come do it, tough guy. When you come here and fucking come here and do my fucking face and just say it to me, I dare you. I'll blast those fucking glasses through your fucking head, you bastard. You criminal. You fucking, this son of a bitch has goddamn warrants out for him in fucking Africa for crimes against humanity. And he's sitting up here, still fucking trying to run this country, non-elected fucking official, pure fucking mammon, people. This is mammon fucking running the goddamn world right in front of your fucking face. Confirmed horrifying blood scandal, only now being reported 40 years on YouTube, Dr. John Campbell. And this is a YouTube it was really like way, way long, more time than I had, but I watched probably about half of it. And what it's saying is they're coming out and going, oh yeah, you know, with the fucking AIDS and the fucking hepatitis and stuff. Yeah, it was contaminated. We knew all about it. It was planned. Of course, inside 55 plus days of hell for Baltimore Bridge vessel crew members forced to stay aboard without cell phones. Ouch. This is by Megan Palin by New York Post. The 21 crew members stuck on the ship that caused the deadly Baltimore Bridge collapse are reportedly having a tough time after not being able to leave the vessel for 55 days. And I'm not going to continue reading this. I mean, fuck yeah, you're going to get stuck there. I mean, if it would have been an auto accident or something and that many people had been killed or that much destruction had been done, you'd be held a lot fucking longer than 55 days. Home Depot using secret AI technology at self-checkouts to catch shoplifters. To what end if it's only less than $999? And what are you going to do? Well, we caught you. Well, give us a fuck you. This is by Daniel Jones, DailyMail.com. Home Depot is using a futuristic-sounding new weapon to stop shoplifting at its self-checkouts, using AI to constantly watch customers. That's what I want. I want you looking up my fucking ass. Everything I do, I want to feel eyes on me. God damn what happened to this country. I mean, shit. Big-name retailers like Walmart and Dollar General are removing self-checkout lanes and rising thefts and customer complaints. Removing self-checkout lanes amid rising complaints. But Home Depot has a different solution, so-called computer vision in a nutshell. It's an array of cameras monitored by artificial intelligence-powered computers. Staff are then alerted by the computer if there is a risk of theft. That should be enough to kill you. The technology is very different to, simply having security staff monitor standard CCTV cameras trained on the area. You ever go into one of these fucking places, man, and try to get help? I mean, they got a zillion people fucking watching you and looking at everything you're fucking doing. There's nobody. I'm fucking going, I'm a thief. I do have done this before. I'm a thief. I'm going to steal something. I'm going to steal something. I yell it loud, and then pretty soon somebody comes up. Can I help you, sir? Yeah, you can. You can fucking do your fucking job. Is your job? Are you a security fucking agent? Or are you here to help people get the shit they want? Anne Marie Campbell, a vice president of the chain, quietly revealed the move while speaking to analysts during a recent hearings update, where Home Depot reported a fall in sales for far this year. Okay. If you say so, Home Depot has not publicly announced the move or even put up signs in stores to warn customers. Well, fucking, if you hadn't fucking flooded this country with goddamn third world motherfucking thieves, you didn't have to fucking do shit like that, did you? People were honest. People fucking would find the wallet on the fucking floor. They'd hand it back to you with the goddamn money in it. We were used to be fucking Americans. The computer vision technology was initially developed by Home Depot to help staff keep track of stock. You bet it was. Campbell said it had been such a success for that, they were now finding other uses for it. What's really exciting is how we are also now leveraging computer vision for other applications across the store, she said on a call on May 14th. One was for the system to warn staff if shelves were untidy or stock looked damaged. The other was targeting theft, which retailers term as shrinkage. Okay. We have also deployed the technology in our self-checkout corral to help us mitigate shrink. Computer vision can identify complex carts or high-value carts and signal a cashier to help the customer with their basket to ensure all products are scanned and accounted for. So that presumption of innocence just goes right out the fucking window here at this goddamn corporate fucking store. Fuck you. If you buy enough shit, man, goddamn, you're automatically a fucking suspect. Why, you got these fucking gangs crashing into stores and emptying the son of a bitches out as long as they get $1,000 worth and nobody gives a shit. That's what we're dealing with here, people. I've had enough of that stupid ass story. So what else we got here? American taxpayers funding illegals, yet they can't even be in the building they are paying for. America, when is enough enough? And this is a pretty good video because they tried to go into a building. We're paying for the building and they come in and you get out. I mean, this is fucking foreign fuckers and they got no right to be here. Came here in violation of the law, telling American nationals to get the fuck out. We told you this is how it was going to end up. It wasn't just the man and his wife and his children coming here for a better life. They're coming here to take their fucking life, and they still are. And they got plenty of fighting age fucking men over here training them, too. So you better be ready to do. I mean, we're going to get some of it. I mean, there's going to be a couple million of us get killed just getting up to fucking speed in the guerrilla training that's going to be necessary, because you're going to have to kill a lot of son of a bitches. There's no two ways about it. We've let this go too long. It's been neglected. Google's AI first ambitions sideline publishers boots its ability to filter and control information. Okay. It's by Rick Findlay. Reclaim the net. The internet's most frequent page is on the verge of a transformation unlike any its 25-year history. Oh, really? Last week, the Georgia-IO 2024, as Liz Reed, Google's head of search, gushed on stage about their AI, here we are, AI-powered future. One couldn't help but feel pang of irony. Google will do the Google for you, she proclaimed, envisioning a future where Google AI sifts through the web's contents and spits out neatly packaged summaries, removing the need to visit websites for you to read. Different opinions and make your own fucking analysis is what that sounds like. How convenient for Google that is. An ideologically driven monopoly further inserting itself between people and content, filtering out what it thinks you should be allowed to see and what you shouldn't at a level never seen before. What could possibly go wrong? It's already went wrong. There'll come a point, you people, where this fucking what we're doing here is irrelevant. I mean, it'll come down to where they have it just, it's all bullshit and everybody knows it's bullshit. Maybe they'll take the site down. But at some point in the game, we got to stop talking and start fucking doing. We could rip these motherfuckers, everything you look around you, these fuckers own, and you don't touch it. You're afraid to touch it. This is the most unbelievable generation that's ever existed since the conception of this country. An ideologically driven monopoly further inserting itself between people and content, filtering out what it thinks should be allowed. At the event, the tech behemoth unveiled its latest shiny toys, an AI agent named Astra, a potentially reincarnated Google Glass, and something called Gems amidst the fanfare, though there was a glaring omission, any mention of the voices who populate the web with the very work that makes Google Empire possible. Well, what made Google Empire possible was the fucking CIA fucking funded it and got it going. This is a CIA operation. Was from the beginning. Once upon a time, there was a free net, man. You could fucking, you find anything you wanted. And you could just judge for yourself, rather. Hey, is that real or not real? But the origins of Google's powerful monopoly and control over much of the internet's content came a couple of decades ago when publishers and website creators made a deal with a devil whose motto was, at the time, don't be evil. That sounds about right. Two decades ago, Google became the darling of Silicon Valley as a scrappy startup. No. They came in with fucking power, the power of the CIA behind them. Startup with an innovative way to search the emerging internet. The Department of Justice wrote in 2020 complaint that Google is long gone. The Google of today is a monopoly gatekeeper for the internet and one of the wealthiest companies on the planet. And that's how it was crafted. There was a time when newspapers and magazines were kings, when people paid for their daily dose of information. The morning ritual of reading the paper was as sacred as the first cup of coffee. And as the publishers, those subscriptions allowed them to have a direct relationship with their readers and customers without being influenced by any intermediary. But as the internet dawned, this once untouchable industry found itself on the brink of an existential crisis. I'm sorry. The transition was swift and brutal in the early days of the web. News outlets and publishers thought that they saw a digital gold rush, envisioning a future where their reach extended beyond the physical limitations of print. They rushed online, eager to embrace this new medium. Initially, some charged for access, mirroring their print subscription models. This is exactly what they're doing, going over from the mainstream propaganda machine over to taking over the fucking internet. They handed over to the fucking they handed our internet over to the fucking Chi-Cons. We let them do it. That's fucking dumb. I mean, they're going to look back on us people, if they survive this shit, our progeny, you're going to look back up on us and go, what in the fuck was wrong with them? Did they eat too much plastic? However, it soon became clear that the internet of the time operated on a different set of economics. The vast expanse of free information available online made many people recoil at the idea of paying for original content. So that we got rid of the news, bad for the newspapers. I think that's what he's trying to say here. Enter Google as the internet became the primary source of news. Google search engine emerged as the gateway to the web with its innovative algorithms, which are the things that are fucking us now. Google quickly became the preferred tool for navigating the sprawling chaos of online information. Users could find articles, blogs, videos, and any other content they desired with just a few keystrokes. Google soon amassed a monopolistic 90%+ market in the United States. And where were those antitrust laws then? Remember those? They used to exist, but they weren't laws. It was just goddamn corporate policy, and they can throw it out the window as they please. And the sooner people figure that the fuck out, sooner you'll see what you got to do if you want to stop it. But Google's rise wasn't just about superior technology. It was also about a business model that would favor or forever change the landscape of online publishing. Google offered a free service to users, including the email service Gmail, instead monetizing its platform through advertising, tracking people's entire digital life, and harvesting people's most personal data. And we just fucking, things you wouldn't, I mean, somebody asks you, what's your social security number? You'd be like, what the fuck do you want to know for? I mean, when they got on these goddamn platforms, man, it's still like, oh, here's my bank accounts, my numbers, everything. Man, this is fun. Let's go. Its AdSense program allowed websites to host ads, earning revenue based on user clicks or impressions for news outlets facing an audience that was, in those days, waiting to avoid putting their payment information online, something alien to today's interest users. Yeah, that's exactly right, man. I'll throw it the fuck out there. This seems like a lifeline. Many abandoned subscription models in favor of the ad-supported approach powered by Google. This shift had far-reaching consequences, and we're all still paying the price for it today. Publishers inadvertently handed over immense power to Google, allowing it to monopolize monetization on the web. And see, that's just like take the welfare and everything. You know, they get control of it. They control, start controlling your money. They control you. As the aggregator of the world's information, Google became the intermediary between content creators and their audiences. The middleman role allowed Google. Oh, that sounds like a Jew. Middleman role allowed Google to amass vast amounts of data on user behavior, preferences, and habits. With this data, Google could offer highly targeted advertising, making it an indispensable tool for marketers and further cementing its monopoly. As more publishers adopted Google's ad model, the company's dominance grew. Google's evasive tracking ads became ambiguous, following users across the web and collecting data at every click. This allowed Google to refine its ad targeting capabilities. It also, they were gathering information for the fucking, because the CIA, I mean, goddamn, think about the facility there in fucking Utah. It takes a lake to keep it cool. They got every fucking thing, every fucking type. It comes down to, like I said, there's a fucking, if they've killed a couple million, they may have, but that's still six, I mean, a couple billion. I mean, we still got 6 fucking billion fucking people, and there are just a handful of these son of a bitches that are the misery makers that have destroyed our lives, that have killed our fucking loved ones. And you don't think they want to know what we're thinking and what we're doing every fucking second of the fucking day? You're out of your mind. Marketing its platform even more attractive to advertisers. The more advertisers flocked to Google, the more dependent publishers became on the traffic and revenue generated by the search giant. But this relationship came with its own set of handcuffs. As advertisers pumped money into Google's ad machine, they began to wield significant influence over the content and that was produced. Watch it all happen, people. Advertisers, ever mindful of their brand image, were keen to avoid associating with controversial or sensitive topics. This led to a chilling effect on journalism and website content. Publishers, desperate for ad dollars to stay afloat, started self-censoring, avoiding stories that might spook advertisers. Publishers skirted around controversial topics to stay in business. That means you don't talk about the fucking Jews. We were heading straight up until we got the email from fucking Chicago from Obama's fucking hit team. Shut down or we'll destroy your fucking site. And then we got the letters from our fucking advertisers. They were threatened. They liked the content. But the goddamn fucking, it's the banks, the fucking goddamn, the fucking, the elite, the goddamn Jew elite. They have control over the fucking goddamn monetary system. And all they had to do is threaten, we'll cut off your line of credit. You don't fucking advertise on that site. And then they tried to fucking attack us, and we had to hit them with the mandamus. But then we had, that's why we have to go, we won't take no fucking ads. I mean, we put ads up like for our friends that are on the site, but I mean, they're not paid ads. So that we, you know, it stays, it's the property of an individual free sovereign national, and they can't say a fucking thing about what we put up, or and they can't remove our fucking comments. They can remove fucking videos and shit we put up, but we'll find them somewhere else and put them right back up again, just like old fucking Hunter Biden at the top of the front page. But we experienced this. I watched this fucking happen, man, and it was something to behold. We'll come back right to that spot. This is a good article, but I got to have a drink, or I might die. I'll be right back.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. together we will fold and to the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot broadcast from the trenches 89.5 Micro FM Tillicum, the state of Jefferson. Word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. The donations are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is so Pacific time. And of course, that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. And sometimes you got to listen to something mellow. I mean, when you're fucking going sifting through this fucking shit. I mean, this is a very long article, and I recommend everybody read it. But I don't want, I hate to think about it. But the bottom line is, you know, they're trying to act like Google got the edge by collecting all the information and being able to say, well, this is the best one for you, the best one. Anyhow, they did it. If there was a fucking somebody like from the trenches that were telling them the truth about, oh, say, Obama or the fucking Jews, they'd fucking let you know. And if you told them to fuck off, then the next thing you knew, I mean, our advertisers were fucking loyal. I mean, I got emails from them saying, man, we got to go. Or they're going to cut our fucking line of credit. And I would never give an inch on it. That's why they can't fucking touch your fucking comments on this site, because I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and I own the son of a bitch. And if they did, they wouldn't get away with that violation of the first fucking article. I can promise you that. Anyways, well, let's go see what else we didn't look at. Okay, wants college admins tell Texas students they'll be arrested for saying from the river to the sea. And this is a video, and I watched it. And they tell you, if you say from the river to the sea, you will be arrested. This is your fucking governor, Greg Abbott. That fucking little scumbag son of a bitch. Completely supporting the fucking genocidal fucking Israeli fucking Zionist pig shit eating Jews. Think about that. Who in the fuck are you? How about I fucking shoot you in the fucking face, you son of a bitch? You don't tell me what to say. It's the United States of fucking America, and we have something called the fucking Bill of Rights. The Supreme Superior Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 says, you try to tell me I can't say something, I blow your fucking face off. You don't get to tell me. You don't own me. You don't run me. I don't live by your fucking will. You best stay the fuck away from me unless you're fucking ready to go to the fucking wall, and let's just do this fucking thing and get it over with. State placed migrant children in Massachusetts hotels with pedophiles. Well, there's a goddamn surprise. I would have never guessed such a thing. That's all People's Voice, one of my favorite. Naomi Harris. The administration of Massachusetts Governor Maura Haley placed migrant children and their families in hotels with registered sex offenders and pedophiles. Where else would you put them? Well, be realistic here, people. We live in America, man. We make our pedophiles happy. A report from the Boston Globe was revealed that hundreds of children were placed in hotels or facilities that housed or were staffed by convicted sex offenders. According to the Boston Globe, Governor, looks like it has to be Maura Haley, administration has placed hundreds of homeless families, many of them migrants with young children, in hotels with registered sex offenders, suggesting the state failed to properly, no, they didn't fail to properly vet fucking nobody. This is the agenda. God damn it, how big does this have to be? I mean, with fucking goddamn every fucking, you know, the fucking royal family, fucking everybody, Bill Gates, fucking Donald Trump, all the people on Epstein's list, all these fucking 80,000 missing children a year, and these fucking freaks going to, you know, fucking pedophile island, all the shit. How big's it got to be? Oh, they just weren't, we didn't vet them. Well, you didn't vet them. The guy came in with his fucking dick out and he fucking hanging out going, and you thought, he's all right. You sick in the head, son of a bitches. Failed to properly vet the site in its haste to shelter a surge of families arriving from the U.S. southern border. A Boston Globe investigation found, you don't think there's decent people in this country who can't find fucking work? But I wouldn't do it. I would say, fuck them. If these are goddamn refugees, if these are invaders in my country, all I want to do is shoot them. I want them the fuck out of here. Get them the fuck out of here. They're here in violation of my fucking rights to procedural due process. They're taking from me without procedural due process, and you're fucking helping them. And don't, and see, remember how everybody was all, you know, well, we got to be nice. And no, you don't be nice to fucking invaders. When somebody's coming to take everything you fucking got, you get fucking goddamn mean. You get killing fucking mean. Or they will take everything that you fucking have and laugh at you as you're out on the fucking street in front of your own fucking house. The hotels where the Globe identified sex offenders included the Comfort Inn in Rockland, where a 25-year-old man allegedly raped a 15-year-old girl in March. Both are Haitian migrants who were living in the hotel while fucking American nationals lived out on the fucking street. You know, fucking, this is how it fucking works. It's just like when the first time they took this, they're using the same fucking technique. It's like in Palestine. And these son of a bitches walk across the border and they have rights and you don't, and what's yours is theirs. No, it fucking ain't. We happen to have that Bill of Rights and we happen to have the right to enforce it with fucking deadly fucking force. If we just grow the fucking hairs on our ass, get a spine and stand up and fucking do it. If you don't, God damn it, what are you dooming your children and grandchildren to? What are you dooming them to? And if you come at them 100,000, 200,000 at a time of shooting, what the fuck are you afraid? You're going to get arrested? You're in a fucking battle. You're in a fucking battle for your life. They've already declared war on you. They've already declared war on your rights. They've already declared war on your right that you are the owners of this fucking country. Your supreme superior fucking jurisdictional rights. They have said they are going to fucking kill you. Yet you stand there, well, not today. I can get through today. At the time, Haley sought to reassure the public that the state was screening migrants for criminal background. How the fuck do you do that? Here comes any, what's your identification? Well, my name is Raul. Oh, that'll do. Raul, have you ever boogered little kids? Not lately, man. You'll do. Come on in. Everybody, including him who enters our shelter locations, is vetted. I'll bet you if you're in this American national paying for that goddamn shelter, if you wanted to walk in there and fucking film and see what it was, they would call the fucking, they're not police. They're fucking goddamn corporate fucking, mercenaries, and they would fucking come at you with fucking guns. So you better, until we start coming at them with numbers, I'm talking fucking no less than 100,000. 200,000 people showed up someplace with guns that weren't there just to fucking show them off, that were ready to fucking shoot. They fuckers would run. And you know they would. 200 fucking thousand? Goddamn, I think they invaded Iraq with that many. And you can, show up at an event. Get these fuckers out of here. No signs, no nothing. Just come down and say, get them the fuck out of here. We're going to shoot them. It's that fucking simple. We got the fucking right. You motherfuckers are taking what's ours without due process of law. You can't, obviously can't read at a third grade level, or else you're wanting fucking goddamn traitors and seditionists. She told reporters in March, but the Globe found that a registered sex offender had also been living at the hotel for more than 2 years before the incident and had been working at the front desk until January. Well, what the hell? We just go through this trash every fucking day, and we We keep eating it. We keep. I always talk about that. My dad saying they could put a plate of shit down there at the goddamn intersection, and with a little sign on it says, "When you go by here, the government orders you to take a bite of this shit." And 90% of the people pull over and fucking take a bite of that fucking shit just because the sign said the government told them to do it. Or charging the machine gun nest. You go over to a foreign fucking country and charge a machine gun nest because you were ordered to by the government. But you won't fucking fight here on your own fucking soil to save your own fucking people. I don't fucking get it. Educational explosion, the damage of unnecessary advanced degrees, of course. Red Lobster files bankruptcy with $1 billion in debt after mass layoffs. Yeah, it'll happen. They fucking have destroyed the goddamn economy, destroyed it. Man, this shit's going to, come down hard. When it finally does, after they get through playing this election, they'll keep pumping and fucking the numbers. They'll keep changing numbers in the computers. But after this next election, man, They're gonna fucking come and try to step on your ball. You better be ready for it. Googling calls for strikes on Russia. Who in the fuck are you, bitch, to call strikes for anybody? Just one little cunt. You think you're gonna fucking call a fucking on strikes on Russia? You're gonna put the rest of us at fucking risk. Who in the fuck are you? You're nothing to me. You're not elected representative because there is no such thing. You're a corporate piece of shit. And you need to keep your fucking mouth shut. You deserve to be put up against the fucking wall and one put right between your fucking eyes, you treasonous whore. Gangs of Jewish settlers are attacking the town of Yatma, south of Nablus, and set fire to the vehicles and houses of Palestinian villagers. No, I would never expect to see that today. Pauline Hanson loves Israel. Well, fucking, I'm sure she fucking does. She can put on her shit and get over there too. Well, no, she can't because we have to pay her. What am I thinking? Arrest warrants sought for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Hamas leader for war crimes, International Crime Court. Now they're going to put out some warrants for the Hamas leaders, which are the people created by the fucking goddamn Israelis. Because they wanted to remove the Palestinian Authority, PLO. But, and they created Hamas. You don't fucking believe it. Look it the fuck up. They created Hamas. They fucking goddamn financed Hamas. They financed that whole fucking false flag on October fucking 6th. They just did it. They did it. And it's evident. It was shown. They come out, it's just like COVID-19, they come out and all this shit comes out and it's totally fucking debunked. Their whole fucking lie is. And they believe in Goebbels. You keep telling that lie no matter how big it is, you tell it enough times and pretty soon it becomes the truth. Well, no, it don't. It never becomes the truth. You can't change the fucking truth. But anyway, leader for war crimes and international... the International Criminal Court is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on war crime charges over the conflict. No, over the genocide. Don't call it a fucking conflict. It's a genocide. The people are, when somebody's running away from you, you're shooting at them. That's not a conflict. That's a fucking murder. In Gaza, a move rippled by allies, including President Biden, and denounced by Israel as a historic disgrace. What the fuck? Because you see this with your own fucking eyes, and they think that this fucking mutt can come up on the fucking TV and go tell you, no, it's the terrorist people, terrorist thing, and when you're looking at people just scattered down the street, dogs eating their fucking bodies, little kids fucking starving, little kids their arms blowed off, women they're fucking dead and getting the babies out of them just in time to save their lives. No fucking food, no fucking water, no fucking medicine. Don't believe your fucking eyes. You got Benjamin Netanyahu there, King Netanyahu. And he's going to be backed by the fucking best president that fucking Israel ever had. Because Donnie Trump is going to be there. They've then decided that. I have no doubt about it. California's dam removal damages local farmers fear liability for massive salmon deaths. And Theodore Johnson, And I want you to send them. Well, from what I've heard, it fucking killed the Klamath River, cleared the fucking ocean, man. They should have, if they wanted to remove the dams, they needed to take the clay out. And I guess that clay, the whole bottom of the river is covered with fucking clay, and it killed the fucking crawdads. It killed every motherfucking thing in that river. Not to mention it had two other carcinogens in it. I mean, it's mass kill. But they did it, you know, this one lady says, because it was because of money. It would have cost another $400 million to dredge that fucking clay mud out of there. If they'd have done that and ran and let the water down like over like, say, 30 days instead of three, it wouldn't have destroyed and killed all the life down the river. But this is yet to be seen, man. I mean, God, it makes me sick. The Klamath River was an awesome river, man. I fished it many a times, rode up and down it. Beautiful. And even the fucking the lakes that the dams made, they were beautiful lakes too. But if they decided they needed to get the algae out and they had this big fucking plan, but again they had $400 million that came out of our light, but they put that on our light bills without our permission. You're gonna pay this much for dam removal. Well, fucking, I didn't want the dams fucking removed, but. You know, a lot of people, I've listened to all this stuff about it, you know, and if there were salmon runs, they didn't come up here. They couldn't come up the Link River. I mean, they might on a high water year, but it wasn't a constant to come up here to where I'm at. They're only opening up like 3 or 4 miles of fucking extra goddamn spawning grounds if it would work. But if they would have dredged all that goddamn clay out of there, it would have cost another $400 million fucking dollars. And we're talking money here, man. I mean, they killed the goddamn river. It makes me want to fuck. It makes my gut sick, man. I'm just sick about it. Anyway, that's about all I got for you guys today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, expect the worst. That's The Word from the Trenches. Come on.